handiwork. It's all about God. So this morning, the title of the sermon is, He is Our Refuge and Strength. And I'm going to be talking about depression this morning. It can be such a heavy burden, and we are blessed to find the answer in God every day, in every moment. And sometimes we need to pray before we even get out of bed, right? Once you put your foot on the floor, you're in go mode. So remember to pray before you even get out of bed. Let us pray together. When anxiety and worry surge forward into our lives, Lord, flood us with your touch, your grace, your truth, and your love. Open our hearts, Lord, and open our minds this morning to hear your message. May we be touched by your words, Lord. In Psalm 139, 22 and 23, it reads, Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. Allow us with your guidance to unveil the fears and the wounds that lead to our words and our reactions. May we be touched by your grace today and always. Amen. Sometimes in my mind, I'm so anxiously moving forward with everything that needs to get done. And it is amazing because when I see my mom, I switch gears and all of a sudden I'm smiling and I'm joyful. And then I think, that's what I deserve for me too, right? Why am I in anxiety mode? And I can switch it to bring joy to her. I need to be able to bring joy to myself as well. You know, each of us will experience some form of depression sooner or later. It can occupy our minds for no discernible reason at all, or by the result of a real situation. There is no single cause for depression. No one knows the exact reasons why it affects some people more than others. Maybe some can cover it up better than others, but that probably isn't the best way to deal with depression. Depression and anxiety are the result of uncertainty. It can come upon a person as a result of a medical illness, the death of a loved one, money issues, job issues, general worries, a stressful life event, a past event that caused trauma, or a number of other ways. Romans 8:39. Nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Not even life's worst depressions can separate us from the love of God. That is a gift that we as Christians have. We are never separated from Him. We need to continue to turn to Him. Know this, that God does not look upon depression as a sin. He has a way of responding to those who suffer its darkness with compassion, understanding, and tenderness. And if you are depressed or filled with anxiety and you pray about it, God will lead you to a person somewhere, some way, somehow that will help you walk toward the light. I've spent some time in the hospitals this week, and there were people there who were amazing. And to see a little smile come from my mom after she had a difficult morning without being able to walk. And when she smiled, when someone came in to take her to check on her blood pressure, to me, that was amazing. A joyful person came in and she smiled. Look for the good. Matthew 5:4 says, God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Allow yourselves to be comforted. Allow yourselves those moments of joy. Jesus wants us to know that those who experience mourning are not hopeless. We may lose hope when our hearts are broken. Know that Jesus Christ is not disappointed by our emotional struggles. We are not hopeless. In fact, this is the time when Jesus is closest to you. When you are down, that is when Jesus takes a step closer to you. We were sharing in Fellowship Hall at lunchtime yesterday, or last Sunday, and Deb had mentioned not feeling well, and everybody at her table was like, do a puzzle, call a friend, change your thoughts, do Sudoku, we love you. It was like a therapy session, and it was wonderful, and you have the gift to care for others. The difference is you share with God's love, and that in some way will stick to the person that you're sharing with. Sadness may enter into our lives when we realize there is a gap between the ideal we strive for and the reality that we see ourselves in. Life may not be what we wanted it to be. Perhaps this isn't how we thought it would happen. Those are the times when you look and listen for the Lord. God's presence can be felt and experienced in times of brokenness. Your life is so valuable and precious, and people are watching and learning from you. Nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Jesus Christ our Lord. Nothing in all creation will separate us. Depression is very complex, and there are several reasons that it may occur. Biological reasons, a chemical imbalance, not enough sleep, lack of exercise, hormonal changes. Relational causes, relational problems, because of relational problems, issues with the spouse, children, siblings, lack of relationships. Think about the pandemic that we just went through and the number of relationships that have kind of fallen through our fingers because we were all alone by ourselves. There may be circumstantial causes, losing a loved one, financial instability, not sure of one's purpose, the empty nest syndrome. And there may be spiritual attacks. When darkness steals the joy from our lives and when worry sets in. Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. God is our refuge and strength. Will you say that with me? God is our refuge and strength. All of us will go through difficult times. That's the reality of life. That was our children's moment this morning in Psalm 23. Psalm 23 is the psalm I read to Deb when I got to see her this week. That's a strong message for each of us. God is waiting to counsel you and to watch over you, and he promises to be our refuge, our protector, our safe haven. Martin Luther King phrased it, God is a mighty fortress. God is a mighty fortress. God is a mighty fortress. Consider the worst situation you could find yourself in, and then ask yourself, is God with me or not? You know what the answer is. Is God with me or not? He is with us. Ask him to be your refuge and your strength. Our emotions are valid, and remember that. Don't put yourself down for going through a time of worrying. Our emotions are valid. And know that our emotions are not permanent. It is good to name our emotions, talk about our emotions, label what we are feeling. Again, emotions are not everlasting or eternal, and we should not make decisions based on our emotions. In time, things may seem better. They usually do. Remember, time heals. Our hearts may deceive us, but God's word is where we will find protection and security. So your emotions and your heart have feelings and are sending you messages, but they may be deceiving you. It is through God's word where you will find security. Our situation may feel hopeless. There are at times when God doesn't appear to make any sense. Hold on to the Lord. With God, there is always hope. We should not isolate ourselves when we are battling sadness or depression. In isolation, we will turn to fear and loneliness. And you don't want that to happen. You have your own families and you have your church family that loves you immensely. We as human beings need community. On Thursday while I was here, I found great peace. I'm away, I have my parents under control, they're with somebody, and I can be here with God. May I invite you sometime this week to come and sit at this church. Sit in Fellowship Hall. Sit downstairs. You might see Jake. Sit up here. And just spend time with God. If you're feeling overwhelmed, filled with anxiety, this week, challenge yourself to make it, to sit by, to come on in and sit with God. It's a gift that you can give to yourself this week. We need community. When we feel sad or we feel in a panic, we should first pray and share our concerns with the Lord. Sometimes praying out loud will help us to recognize our thoughts and gain a better understanding of it. And sometimes I feel like, oh, you're so silly for thinking that way. Once I say it out loud, I realize how silly it is that I'm thinking that way, and I'm letting it go and go and go. Stop. Stop doing that. Know that God is listening and guiding us continuously. Identifying the emotions that you are feeling with a family member or a Christian friend will allow others to pray with you and to pray for you. Again, saying our feelings out loud or within a prayer can bring clarity to your mind. Hearing or reading God's word can bring power, and it can bring hope. Hold on to hope. God's word is the source of truth. Many of us need to recognize that that issue that we are crying over is out of our control. What do? Give it to God. If it is something that you have no control over, give it to God. Hold on to hope. God's compassion never fails. Lamentations, known as the Book of Tears, tells us about Jeremiah weeping as Jerusalem was torn down before his eyes. He watched the destruction of his city and the people of Jerusalem being murdered or taken into captivity. They were taken to Babylon, and many of them never, ever returned. Because Jeremiah was sensitive to the sins of the people, he wept, but he remained sensitive to God's word, to God's will, and to God's work. We are challenged to be like Jeremiah, filling our days with godly thoughts. Listen to this quote. Ask God to make you uncomfortable over the sin in your life and in the lives of others. And then enjoy the peace and security that comes from a closer relationship with Him. We don't want to feel comfortable in a sinful, pouty place. We want to feel comfortable with Him as our Father. Lamentations 3:22-26. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh every morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance, therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good, and those who depend on him, to those who search for him, so it is good to wait quietly for salvation from the Lord. Think on this. God's faithfulness will help us to start over every morning. Sometimes we need to start over during the day, right? And he's there for us. Change your thought pattern. What did my gang in Fellowship Hall say? Do a puzzle. Read your Bible. Talk to a friend. Shift your mind. Pray. Each new sunrise brings a fresh supply of time and opportunities. We have a daily supply of God's love for us, and his overflowing kindness is bestowed upon us. So give thanks to him. Give thanks to him daily, and know that he is walking with you. God is our refuge and our strength every day. I would just like to take a few moments to pray silently. If you need prayer for yourself, please do that. If you know of someone who needs prayer, please pray for them. Let's go to the Lord in silent prayer. Father God, we lift these prayers to you. Just going to finish this morning by sharing some promises from God. Bible verses. Matthew 11:28. And then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Psalm 53:3-4. When I am afraid, I will trust you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I will not be afraid. Romans 12:2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Isaiah 41:10. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand, my righteous right hand. Psalm 10:17. You hear, O Lord, the desires of the afflicted. You encourage them, and you listen to their cry. And finally, Psalm 34:17. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and rescues them from all their troubles. Amen. Would any of you like to share at this time?